A couple of words on vocation, on how to live out this call of the gospel in our lives. This week, the week of National Vocations Awareness. So many of you may be aware that the church has something of a vocation shortage with priests and religious people to serve in those particular ministries. I'm very much aware of this shortage when my fellow priests and I get called around the diocese to cover different things because we don't have people to fill in. And so the church gives us this week as a time to raise our awareness of a vocation. This fact that God calls each of us to live out the gospel, to be at the service of others in a way that corresponds with our gifts and who we are. If you're a young person, if you ever thought about maybe, just maybe, the possibility of being a priest or religious, let this week be a time where you increase your awareness of what God is calling you to do in your life. Just give His Word a little more space this week. Or, if you know someone that you think, well, you know, that person might be a good priest or sister or brother, mention it to them. It doesn't hurt to ask if they've ever thought about it. Sometimes we need someone else to call those gifts out of us before we recognize them ourselves or before we have the courage to speak up. And so this week of vocation awareness, certainly not limited just to priests and brothers and sisters in a religious sense, but each of us, it's a time for us to become more aware of our vocation, our call to live out this gospel. This gospel that would tell the world that to be great, we must humble ourselves. So even for those of us who are already in our vocation, have already made that definitive choice, whether it's marriage, priesthood, some lay apostolate, the many different options, this is a time to renew our sense that God has called us here, and He's given us everything we need to live this life fruitfully. For one another, we carry out these roles. With one another, we are Christians. Let us encourage each other along the way.